The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are those drone pictures?
They're coming out beautiful. They really, some of them come out really, really nice.
And you're mastering the video technique. You're
yes.
doing, you're offering
yes,
a little video.
Yes, I have all the software, and I'm a licensed drone pilot, and that's right. Commercial drone.
Yes, we're offering them on our listings now. So that's great. I mean, depending on location. And
right. If you're right next to the airport, or there's certain no-fly zones.
That's a big no-no. So but we do feature a lot of our nicer, higher-priced properties with acreage, and that's where the drone pictures come in really nice. We have with us today Lori Ligorio, co-owner of Caring Transitions. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for being here with us. Second week in a row, you co-own Caring Transitions with your husband, Mike Ligorio. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been advising, assisting, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have, or if you think you'd like to be a guest on the show and you have an interesting business, send us an email at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners. There's probably some construction going on.
It's a never-ending construction zone in Dunmore.
They put down new sidewalks,
so
and then 2 months later, they came back and they broke up the sidewalks, and they did it again. I was like, gee, there's my tax money hard at work.
Look us up on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. And I'm thinking about Regina and Bobby, our loyal listeners from Brooklyn, New York. I want to send a big hello out to them because they're always so faithful and listen every weekend to us. And hello, hope you're doing well, guys.
What's going on in the webcam?
Lori Ligorio, co-owner of Caring Transitions. Please tell me what Caring Transitions is, what you do, where you go, your service areas, please.
Sure. Thank you. And thank you for having me. So Caring Transitions is the nation's largest provider of professional relocation, downsizing, and estate liquidation services. We've got over 200 locations nationwide and over 10 years in business. And typically what this is our customers are in the midst of a transition, a move, whether that is downsizing, right-sizing, relocation. Our customers would contact us and we would take that project from end to end. What that would mean is we would come in and help them decide maybe they don't know where they're going, and we would work with our trusted local real estate agents and as well as our different housing communities such as 55 plus senior communities, assisted living, and what we would do is help them determine where they're going. If they don't already have that, we would then help them to identify what they're taking. So, you're moving from an 8,000 square foot down to, 4,000. Lucky if it's 8, right? But 4,000 down to maybe 1,000 or 2,000. So we help them to identify what to take with them so they don't take it all and it becomes a danger zone. And then we help them to coordinate the move management. And then with that move management, we would do the packing, and our movers would come, take the contents, move it to the new location, and we essentially have a team on site to open up the boxes, put the sheets on the bed, forks, knives into the drawers, the pictures on the wall. So while all this, while our client is sitting back and living stress-free, then we would return back to the home and we would get it what we call real estate or realtor ready. And what that is broom swept. So we handle all the remaining contents, and that might be through an estate sale, it might be through an online auction, it might be through donation. So essentially we just get them broom swept and we can do it all in, within 3 weeks.
So we've been talking about people, you know, maybe right sizing and removing clutter and getting rid of things. Mm-hmm. We've talked about people moving, whether it's a, you know, cross country or locally. But we didn't talk about a lot of times what we see as realtors is that people pass on. Mm-hmm. They pass away. And then the family may not live in the area. I may live in different parts of the country. And they're left with having to not only sell the property, but take care of all the items left behind. Mm-hmm. And do you take care of that for the family? Do you help them?
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I got into business, because demographically and data-wise, it told me that we do have a concentrated area of that particular circumstance. And I wanted to be on this end to help those who are dealing with that, unfortunately. But ultimately, over the phone, that transaction can completely happen end-to-end without them ever taking a flight in. I essentially get into the home, I do the evaluation, I come back, I let them know what we think is the best liquidation service. And then the other thing about that is what we can do for them, because this is a big concern for a lot of the clients, is I need to get home and get all of the important papers. And one of the things I say is, no, you don't. We can do that for you. We can go through everything, identify what is the critical documents, pictures, family, memorabilia, and essentially ship it to them so that at their leisure with their family, they can go through it. And then what we do is handle all the rest. So essentially, they don't need to worry about that. And we would then go through the remainder of the home and understand what's sellable and what's non-sellable and what's donatable.
So you donate to charities?
Yes, we do. That is probably one of the biggest things that's important to our clients is the donation factors. We will help them because oftentimes you're dealing with, you know, if there's an emotion tied to the item, and that's really hard for clients to let go. But when we can say to our client, look, what's your favorite charity? Let us leverage that and we'll get it there. And that helps them to deal with that emotional factor of letting go, because they know it's going to their favorite charity. And then it also helps them to know that it has another life. Some of the charities we use are, you know, local Friends of the Poor. One of my new favorite ones I just became aware of is it's the Jamie Cotula Foundation, which is Clothesline for Men. And that helps us to take all the shirts, ties, you know, pants that are still in great condition and get them back into our community to a foundation that's giving back to, you know, giving back to our local area.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they're going to liquidate a house, or they feel that they should clean it up before you go in there? What is the biggest mistake? I know the answer. That's why I'm asking you.
Biggest mistake is that, they're likely not familiar with what's sellable in today's market. And it's an ever shifting dynamic. And one of the things, for example, is we've got a high population of aging in our local market. And what's happening is all those things that were once valuable are now flooding the market. So, you know, the China, the different things that were once really sellable are no longer. And what's happening, to answer your question, is families are getting in just assuming, let's just throw away the junk. Well, the market has shifted, and what you just threw away in junk may now be of value in the market. You know, so for example, you know, I just threw away all the watches, they were old. Ugh. Well, guess what? You just might have thrown away thousands of dollars that could have helped you with meet your needs. So
what about all this junky costume jewelry that I threw boxes and boxes away because it's really not worth? I took that whole drawer from the chest and I threw it in the garbage. Yeah. What did I just throw away?
You threw
thousands
away.
Of dollars.
Yeah, hundreds.
Yeah, because they don't know the value of
they
it.
They don't know the value.
They think the big stuff is worth all the money, and the big stuff is not worth anything in today's market.
Yeah, the dining room.
Oh, the dining room. How many dining room sets? China, like you said. Yeah. Boy, there's China.
Pianos.
Yeah. Pianos. Pianos, they won't even take it. Pianos are...
Yeah.
Some of the charities won't even take them.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think what happens is we've got to shift that understanding in our market locally as to what's valuable and what's not. And, you know, leave it to an expert who understands that. And that's where we can come in and say, okay, don't touch a thing. You know, again, we can handle all those, you know, personal items. And then, you know, a lot of times they're traveling. They're taking 8 months to handle this. We could have had it done in 3 weeks, handed over to a realtor on market, and you could have saved thousands in what it might have taken to travel, to clean, your time away from your family, as well as all the time it's spent not on the market and the you know, the taxes and everything that goes with. And I'm sure you may see that all the time.
I see it all the time. They want me to come out, tell them what the house is worth as of today, and that's market value as of today. And I don't hear from them for a year or two because it takes that much time and everything is out on the tables and out of the drawers and they're going through and making sure that, you know, what they want and it should go to family. Absolutely. But then it takes them that much longer to clear it out because they're living in another state. They're not coming in often. Mm-hmm. And
then that year they're paying insurance, they're paying taxes, they're paying utilities, they're paying upkeep.
Yes.
What if you need a roof in that time? You got to pay for all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, don't drag it on. Just leave it to the professionals.
Let us get it done in 3 weeks. And then the other thing I love, and you know, I had a recent client who hired us and she's out of the area. And she's like, well, my brother really would like this one bowl of mom's and my niece wants the, you know, the dollhouse. And I said, sit back, I got it. And we shipped them to them.
Wow.
They went on with their life. We shipped them those pieces that they wanted. So we can do that. There's nothing we cannot do. I've even had a situation where they said, I've got to deal with my mom's cats. She's moved on. Within 1 week, we found them a home. So there's nothing that we won't do to help our client through that process.
Nice. So you offer relocation services, estate sales. Mm-hmm. You're going to get into the online auction that's like in the near future.
Yeah. So with Northeast PA, what I find is, you know, obviously our weather, right? We're just all finally climbing out of this cold, you know, the cold snap from the winter. And I find a lot of people don't make the move that they should make during that time. And it's often because there's this theory that or this understanding that estate sales really only happen in the warm weather. Mm. And that's not the case. So we're going to be able to service our clientele throughout any weather because it's going to be online and it's going to have a nationwide reach. So not only will you be able to sell your item to the person who just decided to come to the estate sale, we're going to give your items a national reach and ship those items where to the best person and the best buyer.
Lori Ligorio, co-owner of Caring Transitions. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Sure. You can call us at 570-280-2516, and or you can reach out to us on caringtransitionsscranton.com and or on Facebook.
Thank you, Lori. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful ranch-style home that was built in 1989 with three bedrooms at 321 Rear Flower Street in Old Forge for $179,000. This lovely home sits on 1.5 acres of land on a private corner lot surrounded by the woods. If you're tired of going up and down the stairs, boy, we were just talking about all of this. Single floor living might be for you. The laundry area and bedrooms are all on one level. This home has been well cared for and is move-in ready. It also has a rear deck and a one-car garage. That's a three-bedroom home on 1.5 acres of land at 321 Rear Flower Street in Old Forge for $179,000. That's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the year-to-date Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single-family homes. The number of sold year-to-date is up 5%, so we're doing better than we were last year at this time. And what price ranges have we seen the most significant change in, well, I'm about to tell you, between 90 and 100,000, that price range is up 46.9%. 200 to 249,000 is up 52.7%. The price range 250,000 to 299,000 is up 129%, and the price range 400 to 499,000 is up 66.7%.
That's good numbers.
Those are great numbers. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a little bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back learning lots of good stuff today.
Excellent. This is our first time conquering this topic. We have with us Lori Ligorio, co-owner of Caring Transitions. She is co-owner with her husband, Mike Ligorio.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for being here with us 2 weeks in a row. We're finding out some really good stuff here regarding your services you provide to many people in our area. You can do relocation services, whether they're downsizing or moving to another area. Or if a family member's passed away, you help with packing up, removing items, selling items at an estate sale, donating them to charities. You're going to have an offer an online auction service soon. And so you've partnered with Caring Transition. It's a national franchise with over 200 locations nationwide. And they've been doing this for 10 years.
Yes.
And you have training, certifications, you're insured, you do background screening checks on your employees. And did I cover it all there?
Yes, you did.
All right,
great
good. So now I'd like to talk about when people need your services, they aren't moving, they aren't relocating, they're not going anywhere. They just want to declutter. You have a special term for this, and you're going to really love this, Pat.
Not a budget.
No.
Don't put me on a budget.
No, but you're very close. Very close.
No budget.
Earlier, we were talking about a diet, and I said, I'd bring it back up.
A budget is like a diet.
Yeah. Well, we have a thing called the space diet. And the space diet is essentially taking the same theory as a diet concept and putting it to your home. And it's saying, you know, what do you really need? What do you really like? What do you really want? And helping our clients really learn techniques. And we go the ride with them. We get in there and we help them understand the space diet and then how cleansing the house and the home.
Cleansing. I like that. Cleansing.
Helps you to really build an environment that is stress-free.
Because clutter creates stress.
Oh, it does. It's dangerous too.
Yes, it does. You know, there's a saying that says the quality of your home, it helps you to, you know, helps you to understand the quality of your life. And that really helps people to understand that when you have a stress-free and decluttered space, it often translates into a stress-free life, and not tying you down and helping you to get a good living environment. So we do that space diet. And essentially, we really just train our clients how to look at their home, and not just in the moment, but how to go at a project, do the project, we do it with them, but then we leave them with the tools to maintain. And that's a big thing, because often you can get in and clean up that room, but if you don't learn those techniques on how to manage it going forward, you just end up back in that situation. So it's a change of life.
Everybody defines needs and wants differently. So what someone thinks they need is a want.
What? Like an antique car?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly my point. So how do you help them determine what they need as opposed to what they want?
Yeah, so it's a science, and oftentimes it's, you know, have you used it? Have you, you know, have you worn it? You know, is it functional today? And can someone else get that use out of it?
Say that again. Have you worn it? What's the timeline?
Within the last year, let's say.
Okay.
And really, is it functional? So, and oftentimes they have a hard time just letting it go. And that's where we say, okay, well, let's find the right place. You know, is there someone, you know, is there a charity that can use that and help them get it to the charity? Plus, it's a donation. You know, it's a donation, which makes them feel good. And then potentially it's a tax, you know, tax write-off for them.
Okay, so you help them determine what their needs are, and as opposed to what they want, and you're helping them declutter to bring in harmony and peace and tranquility.
Yes, it sounds like a feng shui show. But anyway, what I like is that you can donate these to a charity where they will be appreciated and used, and you can get the tax write-off too. Mm-hmm. That's huge, because some of these estates, when things go down, there's a big tax liability, and if there's something we can do to offset it, that's good. And most people don't know about any of this stuff. They just call it, get the dumpster, throw out all the good stuff, then call the auctioneer and they can't sell it, and then they end up getting rid of that stuff too. So it's nice to have someone who's been down that road before who can show me the way. That's really what we need.
Well, Lori's different than an auctioneer, because the auctioneers would just come in and take what they wanted. They would choose what they wanted out of that house and leave the rest.
Yes.
And so you're still left with the clean out.
Right. But you take it from start to finish. Mm-hmm. Even the sale of the real estate.
Yes. It's our goal, you know, from beginning to end. I say, let us take the stress, stress out of your mess, right?
Or stress out of your mess. I like that.
Right. And ultimately, end to end, like, sit back. We got it. We're going to help you, you know, declutter if it's declutter, or we're going to help you liquidate the house, find the next space or place you're going, and then get you in with a realtor.
And then you use some trusted vendors you have also?
Yeah. So, and that's the nice thing about giving someone, you know, help them understand that their things are going to go to someone else who wants or desires it. So, for example, you know, one of our favorites is On and On, and they're a local resale shop, and they're one of our first people to call.
You know, they're down on Capasa Avenue. They have
On Marketplace. Yeah. Yes. It's a large building, has a couple floors, and each place in that store on the first and second level is a different vendor. Mm-hmm. And they have items. They're not antiques. They're vintage.
Yes. Yep.
I like vintage. I like that word.
That's a lot of stuff we see in the homes are vintage. So now we know what the, you know, different vendors they are like. And we can simply make the phone call and say, I think we've got a piece for you.
And they have a nice blend of vendors, too. They have some artists, local artists that make and create jewelry and crafts. It's a really great place spend a Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm not allowed in there because I leave with stuff.
Me too.
I always come home with, you know, I see something in there that I like. So that's down on, what is it, 1138? It's down 1138 Capasa Avenue down in Scranton.
A really great place. So you use them and they're a trusted vendor.
Yes.
Yep. So you'll call them. They'll come in and help you determine if something is worth any value, has value, yes, and worth selling.
Yes.
Okay, great.
One of the other things we like to, and this is one thing I really love about having the franchise, because they're constantly trying to build national partnerships, is what we call them. And for example, we're in the midst of building a national partnership with Edward Jones and their trust division. And that's pretty huge, because So many times we talked about it earlier where someone passed away and the estate goes into trust. And that's something that we can come in and help them understand where they, you know, help them do the inventory listing, and we're licensed, bonded, insured, and you know, we're in there getting all that done for them. So our
Edward Jones, a financial advisor.
Yes, the financial advisors, and what we're working with is their trust division.
Lori, can we revisit and review pricing? We talked about it last week's show. And how would someone be able to wrap their mind around what you would charge for your services, please?
Yeah, thank you. That's really important because oftentimes I think it is a service, right? And it's a chargeable service. And one of the things we will do to understand a client's project is we'll come in and take a look at their situation. It's a free, you know, it takes about a 1 hour consult. We come in, take a look at, okay, what is the size of the home or the dwelling or the business? And then the next thing we do is measuring that size. We understand the intricacies of the project. So are we dealing with a high density, right? Lots of stuff in the home that needs to liquidate. Are we dealing with a medium density, which is your probably traditional home? And then are we dealing with the low density? Maybe the family's already done most of the cleanup. And then from that point, we then have the ability to leverage tools that take that entire data, if you will, and we run into what's called a CT accelerator. What this does is it helps us. It's data that's put in over 10 years of 200 locations nationwide of similar situations, and it helps us to understand how many hours will it take us to complete this project. And based on the hours, then it's a per hour charge. The next thing I like to tell our customers is with that is, while it is a cost, we can oftentimes leverage the valuables within the home through either an estate sale, an online auction, and or private buy to help offset those costs. And there are many times where we are doing a full project and we're handing those funds, we're handing the client a check. So they meet their goal, we get it done in 3 weeks, and we're handing them a check. So it's a complete stress.
Nice.
And to call you before you throw anything out. Don't start throwing stuff out because people throw out the wrong things all the time.
Yeah, it's an ever-changing industry. Many different variables shift on what's sellable in today's market. And oftentimes, they just tend to make the mistake that, you know, for example, antiques are valuable. Well, in today's market, some are. Some are not. And, you know, furniture, it's a very soft market because we're with the changes in the industry and the flooding of those type of similar items, they no longer have that type of value. So very important. Call us before you touch a thing because we can help you understand what's sellable in today's market. You may have just thrown out what was sellable in today's market.
Well, it's the old supply and demand, mm-hmm. right? So you have a lot.
And you're trash into cash.
So it's for a lot of people, you offer services for organization and getting, as you call it, right sized. Mm-hmm. So they stay in their home. You'll come in, you'll help them declutter, organize, mm-hmm. and move forward. Then you offer relocation services. You help people with their moves, whether locally or across country. And there's so much more than just calling a mover.
Yes.
And or getting a case of beer, a couple cases of beer for your friends. There's so much more to it. And you come in from start to finish or do whatever the client needs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Most important in an unregulated industry, we're licensed, bonded, insured, and background checked on all of our employees.
Okay. So Lori Ligorio, who co-owns Caring Transitions with her husband, Mike Ligorio. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Sure. They can call us at 570-280-2516, and or you can reach out to us on caringtransitionsscranton.com and or like us on Facebook.
Thank you, Lori, for 2 weeks of fabulous discussion.
Thank you. Thank
Pat,
you for having me.
No problem.
Yes, we have a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home at 219 East Elm Street in Dunmore for $129,000. This home has a covered front porch on the first and second floors. It has a covered rear patio and a fenced-in yard. It has newer flooring on the first floor. It's got a lot of natural woodwork, It's got an updated kitchen. The baths have been remodeled with separate sinks. They have separate sinks, Jackie.
Nice.
In the bathroom,
yeah,
separate sinks.
That's a sore subject.
Isn't that nice?
That's a sore subject. Along with my laundry chute, I wanted two sinks in my bathroom. Did I get them?
Moving on, and there's also new tile work. The electric's been updated, and this house is in move-in condition. Maybe you can move to 219 East Elm
Street. Don't tempt me.
That's a five-bedroom, two-bath home at 219 East Elm Street in Dunmore for only $129,000, and that's listed by Dan Callahan of our office.
And just joking.
I know.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.